trash on the road. So let's maintain the discipline and the cleanliness. So now I would like to request our honorable guest, Imam Muhammad Al-Asi from Washington, D.C., the Imam of Washington, D.C., to please come forward for his word. Please welcome him with a loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I would like to begin by offering sympathies and condolences to the families of those who have experienced the savagery that we are protesting here today. The events that have been taking place in Pakistan obviously can be spoken about in a graphic way and in a poetic way. There can be an appeal to the emotions and to the passions of those who are related to these incidents in whichever way, blood relationship or geographical relationship or denominational relationship. Obviously, that is one approach. I prefer, in the few minutes that I have, to concentrate on the core of the problem. The core of the problem can be summarized in the fact that there is a master plan that is being played out all the way from the Indian subcontinent, as it is called, all the way to the Mediterranean. And this master plan wants Muslims to turn against themselves. Anything that will spark animosity and enmity among Muslims is part of that master plan. This is not new. People who are in ultimate power, they look for what can turn a Muslim against another Muslim. إن فرعون على في الأرض وجعل أهلها شيعا يستضعف طائفة منهم يذبح أبناءهم ويستحيي نساءهم إنه كان من المفسدين. This is an ancient policy that we see unfolding with its bloody consequences and with its gory details. We see it unfolding in front of us. What we have to see, or what we have to penetrate to see even better, are those shayateen behind the scenes who want a Muslim who is a Shi'i to feel hatred towards a Muslim who is a Sunni, and vice versa. They want a Muslim who is a Sunni to feel hatred towards a Muslim who is a Shi'i. And they don't want it to stop at feelings. They want these feelings to be translated into such acts as slaughter, offenses against women, our women folk, attacks against villages and towns. Brothers and sisters, you all know, they tried their best to stir this pot of sectarianism and